The Teviot was situated on the most northeasterly fringe of Poplar. Tracy Smith had moved to the estate 5 years ago. She lived in one of four identical blocks built on the northern tip of the development. Tracy was sitting at the kitchen table. An untouched bean sprout salad lay in front of her. Tracy's thoughts were elsewhere. She was thinking about Paul. She'd always loved him, but felt he didn't really appreciate the fact. As a result, he was forever dreaming up new schemes to prove to her how much she meant to him. She knew already. Tracy loved Paul, but recently had felt an intense need for extra headspace. She knew she had to ring some changes in her relationship with Paul. Her problem was knowing how to set about doing this. Tracy shifted her weight and got up from the chair. She was sick of being indoors. The argument she'd had with Paul was the last straw. She put on a jacket and headed for Swayton Road. Catfish answered the door, and of course Paul wasn't in. She was invited in anyway and for some reason accepted. Chicken Feed was brewing a pot of herb tea. He offered Tracy a steaming mug of mint tea and she accepted gratefully. "My new band has started gigging," Catfish announced as Chicken Feed slipped out of the room. "Where you played, Tracy, knew music meant a lot to Catfish." "We've played the Crowns a couple of times. We're hoping to play tonight. The Stockbrokers and the Conservatives are playing on the IOD. We figured we'd gatecrash the gig, boot the headliners off stage and give their yuppie followers the shock of their lives." "Sounds good," Tracy enthused. Upstairs, Chicken Feed was tapping away on his word processor. Eventually, Chicken Feed felt satisfied with the day's output. He scrolled back through the screen to where he'd begun his current session and felt the words hit him as he read through the draft. He knew instinctively he was on to yet another winner. This news story casual would provide him with his break into the commercial market. Chicken Feed had established himself as a cult writer with stories such as mob violence, vegan and hip-hop, which had been snatched up by the underground press. A commercial publisher had taken note and ordered a novel. Chicken Feed wrote to a strict formula. He read and reread Richard Allen's novels, taking note of key phrases and narrative techniques. Then he set to work on his own book, incorporating the Allen style but updating it, referring to fashionable brand names and the latest trends. The novel was more or less finished. All he needed to do was add some authentic background material and one spectacular incident to make success a certainty rather than just a faint hope. He hoped he was going to get that spectacular incident tonight. He'd persuaded Alienation to invade the stage during a yuppie gig. All he had to do was turn up, watch the events as they unfold, and then write up the fight. Chicken Feed hated using his imagination. He preferred to fictionalise events which had actually taken place, or just rip off incidents from other people's plots.